G'day. Welcome to Partakers Think Spot at the start of a new week of a new year on Monday, the 2nd of January, 2012. Today, once more, we have Jim and Joy sharing with us.
My wife, Joy, and myself would like to begin by saying, as many will do today to you, a Happy New Year to you. As we know, as believers in Christ, we are not promised in Scripture an easy passage in life, only a safe landing. As we've come through the Christmas season, where for many the emphasis is on Santa Claus and not Jesus Christ, feasting rather than considering the meagre surroundings in the stable where our Saviour Jesus was born, the presence of the poor shepherds who were overjoyed at seeing Jesus, rather than the extravagant electronic presents being bought to satisfy many youngsters who have little understanding of the value of their gifts, and they have also a high expectancy for gifts to outdo their friends, and so I could go on. Christmas for the believer, however, is so different, where the value is seen in God's magnificent gift to undeserving man who, although having been poor spiritually, is made rich in Christ for eternity. Presents come and go, wanted for a while, then cast aside, but what we have in Jesus is something we appreciate forever. I was considering John on the island of Patmos earlier today, and his ministry of proclaiming Christ being stopped, and his banishment to an island where he would lose his usefulness as a preacher. Was he downhearted as he began a new life imprisoned on an island? Was he feeling God had let him down? He had lived an upright life, so he was not being punished by God. So where was God in all this? As I considered these things, I thought to myself, wait a minute. John's ministry would be advanced, not diminished, as he was meeting with the risen Christ in a vision, seeing him in glory and majestic power, awesome power, as well as hearing his voice proclaiming the end times. This record of this vision would become part of the whole of Scripture, Revelation, the last book in the Bible, a revelation to the whole world over many centuries up to our present times in which we live, and for as long as it takes before Jesus returns. So what seemed to be an end of things for John was really giving John opportunity to receive fresh vision, a fresh instruction from God, and in writing it down, God has kept, as it were, it in indelible ink to become a blessing to multitudes of people who read the Bible. So, if the way has dried up for your ministry, maybe God is going to show you a fresh path to take and a new ministry or a work for you to do in changed circumstances that you could not alter. God is never hindered by human opposition, so start the new year by believing even more in God's sovereignty in your life and that he does have plans for you. Read Jeremiah 1 to see what I mean. So, two things for us to do. Listen more carefully for our Lord's direction and be ready to step out in faith in what could prove to be a life-changing experience.
Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, our ears and eyes have been taken up with many earthly things this Christmas season. Forgive us if we have had our eyes off you. We start the new year committing our lives afresh to you, and joyfully accepting your will for our lives as we look to you and learn to recognize your voice more often. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers Think Spot. See you again real soon.